Hello and welcome. This file is called The Challenge. And before you listen to this file, you have to choose a time between 1 and 365 days and write it down on a piece of paper. And for this time, it will be impossible to have an orgasm on your own. Everybody else can give you an orgasm, just not yourself. If this is something you like to experience and have chosen and written down a time, get yourself comfortable and make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. Begin to relax, let go. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me. And relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal. Purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know, I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction, so you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator. An elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you are safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you are alone. You are isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception. As you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts, but even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as the concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, listening only to my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to do a little modification in your sexuality. Now, before you have started to listen to this file, you should have written down a time between 1 day and 365 days on a piece of paper. And if you haven't done so, for safety reason, it will default to just a single day. And for the time that you have chosen, it will be completely impossible to give yourself an orgasm. That's right. Everyone else on this planet can give you an orgasm, except yourself. No matter what you try, no matter how you stimulate yourself, no matter how much you masturbate, it will be completely impossible to give yourself an orgasm before this time is up. Now, before we really begin, there's one safety I'd like to give to you. If you are doing this with a partner or for a partner. And over time, they take advantage of the power they have over you or try to abuse the control they have over you in any other way, you will find that this curse will instantly end and you will be free again, so that it's impossible for anyone to abuse the power they have over you. They can only use it in a symbiotic way, as long as you enjoy it and as long as it's something positive for you. Otherwise, this curse will instantly end. And now that we made sure that you will always be safe, now it's time. Time to take away your ability to have an orgasm by your own until your time is up. And right now, I'd like to think about the number of days you have written down on a piece of paper, to think about how many days you have chosen to give up the ability to get yourself to an orgasm. That's right. Just keep the number in your mind, because you know that's how long you will have to wait to be able to give yourself an orgasm again. And of course, you will be able to pleasure yourself, to masturbate as much as you want. It will only be impossible to have an orgasm. That's right. And I'm sure you experienced a situation before where you were really aroused and really wanted to have an orgasm, where it was just incredibly hard to go over the edge. And that's what's going to happen to you whenever you try to get yourself to an orgasm. It will simply be impossible to go over the edge, because the orgasm is happening in your brain, not in your genitals. And right now you might think that you can simply stimulate yourself until you have an orgasm. All it needs is enough physical stimulation, isn't it? Well, if the brain isn't playing along, you will have kind of an orgasm. Your body might go through the motions, and yet without your brain being into it, without the release only your brain can allow you, it won't be satisfying. As a matter of fact, this kind of purely physical orgasms are usually perceived as incredibly frustrating and unsatisfying. That's right. And yet that's only what's going to happen if you try to stimulate yourself to an orgasm. If you really go all out, maybe using toys, maybe doing really intense things. Because even those things won't suffice to give you a real satisfying orgasm, and not just a purely physical orgasm that leaves you incredibly frustrating and even more aroused and needy than you were before. But let's go back to your normal masturbation here. Because whenever you try to stimulate yourself like you normally do, you will find that it's the same kind of arousing, the same kind of pleasurable, and yet it's just impossible to go over the edge, no matter what you do, because your subconscious mind knows that you have decided to give up the ability to give yourself an orgasm until your time is over. That's right. And no matter what you do, your subconscious mind will make it impossible to have an orgasm until your time is up. It knows that it was your own free choice. It was something you want to experience. And so until your time is up, it will be completely impossible to bring yourself to orgasm, to get over the edge. No matter how close you get, no matter how much you stimulate yourself, until the time is over, only another person can push you over the edge. And that's the whole magic about this little curse. Because all you can do is just drive yourself deeper and deeper into lust and pleasure. You can masturbate all you want, but the only result will be that you will tease yourself even more, that you arouse yourself even deeper, that you lose yourself even more in your need and heat. And yet you are completely reliant on someone else to give you an orgasm. That's right. And the funny thing is, everybody can give you an orgasm. Everybody but yourself. And just imagine what this is going to do to you as your arousal rises with every day. as your heat increases every single day, as the lust takes over your mind, and there's nothing that you yourself can do, because it's impossible to give yourself an orgasm, no matter what you try, no matter how much you stimulate yourself, because until your time is up, the only way to have an orgasm and get rid of this pleasure is to find someone else to give you an orgasm. It's the only way you can have an orgasm until the time is over, because you know this was your own free choice. You decided to listen to this file. You decided how long you want to be trapped by this curse. And now it's going to happen to you, because your subconscious mind knows that it was your own free choice. And now it's going to make it happen. It's simply making it impossible to go over the edge. As a matter of fact, the more aroused you become, the more impossible it will be to have an orgasm on your own. Your subconscious mind knows that this is what you want to experience, and it will tap into your own arousal to keep you from having an orgasm. So the more aroused you become, the more impossible it will become to have an orgasm, and there's nothing you can do about it, except finding someone else to give you an orgasm, or wait until it's over. That's right. Those are your only two choices. Wait until it's over, or find someone else to give you an orgasm. Well, or you can trap yourself deeper and deeper in this heat and need, deeper and deeper in this unfulfilled lust. And now? Now it's already time to bring you back up again. And before I wake you up, I just want you to think about it and confirm to your subconscious mind that you really want this to happen. All you need to do is just want it, and your subconscious mind will know it and will make it happen. So this is your last chance for an out, and the last safety before you are trapped in this curse. So right now I want you to think about it, feel it, want it, desire it, and your subconscious mind will know and make it happen. And then it's time to wake you back up, and I'm going to count up from 1 to 10 in a moment. And when I count up with every number, all my suggestions will sink deeper into your mind as you wake up, coming back up to full wakefulness. Now get ready. 0, go a little bit deeper. 1, slowly coming back. 2, with every number. 3, waking up more and more. 4, 5, halfway there already, so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, your breathing, your pulse, your blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.